every game? Or, in other words, if you divide $3 million into 12 games, that's what you get paid per game.
That is that would be pay for play, Mikey. And as crazy as this sounds, that's one rule that schools are sticking to.
That's right.
That you cannot tie NIL to play on the field, which is ludicrous, but that is the rule that they are following.
Now, I have heard of instances, and I don't know if Clemson does this or not, but I've heard of instances elsewhere where some guys played in the bowl game because in their contract there is a clause that basically says if you participate in activities after this date, you get some sort of a balloon payment at the end. Like, there are some things you can do
some
without...
Some loopholes they found.
Yeah, some legalese on that. Oh, there's so many loopholes. But bottom line, a lot of these contracts are standard, and they can't say, you know, you get X, you know, $100,000 a game or $50,000 a game, and then you get $50,000 for playing in a bowl game. Because, like Ben said, because you literally can't word it that way.
Well, in baseball, when they go to the playoffs, don't they get more per game they play?
They do in pro baseball. They do, man.
Why don't they do it in college football? If you play that game, you get more money, won't you? I mean, that'd be the easy, simple way, right?
It would be easy. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Wherever gets a break, thanks very much. I think what he's talking about is very logical, very standard. But we live in an era where it's not logical or standard. Short break. We'll go back to the phones after this. 654 Roars, the number, hour 2 continues in a moment.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawl Space Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call CrawlSpace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. The year-end clearance sale is here. You cannot miss this. We've got triple power sofas for just $14.95. All of our mattresses, including Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and even adjustable bases are on sale right now. Plus, with 2 years no-interest financing, there's never been a better time. That's only at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass and Easley, open Monday through Saturday.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, chickasawpointgolf.com.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Doormasters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Doormasters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Sparkle. Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
60 years. That's how long Joe Roberson and son have been roofing homes and businesses right here in the Upstate. For generations, they've protected families, local businesses, and landmarks you pass every day. Look around. There's a good chance the roof over your favorite restaurant, your neighbor's home, or even the building you're driving by is a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Why have families trusted them for 6 decades? Because this is a family business built on honest workmanship, fair pricing, and doing the job right every single time. And with Joe Roberson and Son, you don't pay a dime until the job is completed to your satisfaction. If you need roofing service or a new roof, trust the family that Upstate families have trusted for 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 864-246-0886. That's 864-246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Listen, if you're in an industry that requires requires motors and you rely on motors or gearboxes or pumps or anything like that, you rely on those things to keep your business running, then you need to make a note of industrialmotorservice.com. Write that down now. You might not need them now, but you're going to need them sooner or later. They are located in Anderson, South Carolina, but have over 200 regular clients in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. They have 24/7 emergency repair and service. They can put you on a preventative maintenance program. Bottom line is their job is to keep your job and your business moving. If something does go out, in a lot of cases, they can rewind motors. That's basically rebuilding and replacing the copper in those motors. They can do that on site in Anderson. That saves you sometimes thousands of dollars by going that route. Don't assume you have to always just buy a new motor. Check out industrialmotorservice.com. As I said, been around for over 30 years now in Anderson, and would love to talk to you. industrialmotorservice.com.
We've gotten several texts about Chad Morris, asking us to talk about Chad Morris. I will preface, we're going to go to the phones, so put a pin in that, but I went through the 4 names in tier 1 of my list, and that was not a name on my list. So that gives you a good idea there. Let's go to Slooper, who's up with us next. What's up, Slooper?
Hey, Benny Clark, how are you?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. Man, I just wanted to call. I'm going to be a bridge of sorts here. I heard Ben talking about chemistry and how, you know, now you're starting to see that it kind of doesn't matter with the portal. But I'm hearing the older generation calling and they say, well, whatever happened to playing for your brother and playing for, you know, the guy beside you that you, you've been together for all these years. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been around the world of athletics for about 3 decades now. And here's the way it works now for all the old timers. From the minute you start playing sports these days, by the time you get to middle and high school, you've changed teams at least 15 times.
Yep.
So, like, the whole concept of we're going to go through the thick and the thin and all that, and sometimes you do. There's a very small percentage of athletes out there, I'd venture to say 10%, that will go through it through thick and thin. But by the time you get to middle school, you're kind of splitting up. Certain kids will go certain ways. By the time you get to high school, it's even worse. You're going certain ways. You've already split up 10 million times. You're used to it. You're numb to it, Qualk. All right? So when you say, when this is kind of like foreign to people, to explain to them, to go, well, how would you not play for your brother? You know what I mean? Well, it's hard to explain because when I'm not too old, but when I was growing up, you're right. The kid that I was playing with, I grew up with. The kid that I played, you know, with growing all the way up through, you know, high school, all of that, you played with them forever. That's not the way it works anymore. And that's just the way it is for every single kid that grows up. They don't have that relationship with the athlete that they're playing with on the team that they're on. They don't have that same bond. And it's even worse now when you get to college because it is a business. So I guess my question to you is, when's the last team you saw that you were like, man, they won a national championship? I'm going to ask you this question. They won a national championship because they had great chemistry.
I mean, I will say this. I think chemistry can be defined different ways. I think the Ohio State team last year had great chemistry.
It's exactly the one I was thinking about.
And I believe that because you listen to the way that they rallied around the loss to Michigan. That wasn't just lip service. Listen to the way, like, read the stuff people wrote about them. That was one unit totally and completely sold out for one purpose. And to me, that's chemistry. That's what it is. But to your point about, like,
I would say being resilient. You can be resilient. Like, I think there's different ways to look at chemistry. I think, honestly, in this day and age, it's really hard to find true chemistry.
I agree with that. I think it's harder than it's ever been. I agree 100% with that.
The way that people talk about team chemistry, like it's the 80s and the 90s and even the 2000s, the way that people talk about team chemistry, it's impossible. You can't get that anymore. You just try and do your best to come up with something that's, you know, where you can get everybody on the same page, and you try and get personalities that are the same. So, like, I've seen teams where they're all new and they're all come together and they're similar personalities, and they all work together and they all want to fight for each other because they're similar personalities and they're willing to go to war with that guy because that's just the type of people they are. And that doesn't always work out. So you kind of just have to look at it as a coach. Honestly, you're out there recruiting personalities to see how it will work. This, you know, if you bring this guy in for a year with all the personalities you've got on your team, because you don't have time to sit there and integrate this personality, you don't have time because you got a year now. You have 1 year, and if he doesn't like this guy, they're going to be dipping out for another contract. It's just kind of the way it is. I don't like it. I wish we could go back, but I'm just kind of calling in to kind of be the bridge there to kind of explain the way it is now with every single athlete from the time they step on the field at age 5 years old, all right? That's how early this thing starts. Until the time they end up hanging up their cleats. All right, y'all take it easy. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
You too, Slooper. Thanks for the phone call.
I hate to say, I think the chemistry aspect's kind of overrated in today's with today's kid. Listen, Clemson football, every indication was they had great chemistry on that team this year. They did.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything otherwise. And you see what that got you.
Yeah, chemistry for chemistry's sake doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Let's go to Old School, who's up with us next. Roll through a couple more phone calls here. What's up, Old School?
Guys, how y'all doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions to ask you. First of all, speaking of transfer portals, do you see where the guys, I think his name was Wilson, was sued by Georgia Collector for money they want to recoup for him transferring to Missouri.
Yes, yes. I think that is spicy, man, because those contracts are, man, they're contracts, but legally, because of all the nonsense with college athletics, I'm not even sure what is, like, enforceable by court in any of these contracts. I just think it's all funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see right now he is suing Georgia's collective. So they're suing each other right now.
I love that. Yeah, that's just billable hours. That's just billable hours, man, on both sides. Love a good countersuit, man. Yeah, two could play absolutely at that game.
Absolutely. Reminds me of People's Court. But anyway,
yes, it's great.
The other thing I want to talk to you about is real quick is Kobe Young. He's like he's going to be able to play for Georgia this week. And speaking of somebody that could have set out the rest of his year, because I think this is his last year, he might get hurt again. I pray that he don't, but I think it's great that he's going to try to come back and not sit out.
I agree 100%. And, man, if Young plays for Georgia, that's a major game changer, old school. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. I think that is a – like, we both feel good about Georgia covering the number that's 6.5. If Young plays, I feel extra special good, like put it in the dock good about Georgia covering 6.5.
Can I sign up for like a class action lawsuit for emotional damage? From just sports in general this year.
Who are you suing? Oh,
everybody.
Let's list them. Let's just go to the top.
And NHL, don't think I forgot about you.
Who's in charge of sports? Start with him. Let's go to Drew in Rock Hill, who's up with us next. Great idea, by the way. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope y'all had a good holiday.
Hey, you too, man.
So, quick question. I'm a little, I guess I'm misunderstanding this. So, I've heard the rev share stuff's been coming down the pipe, and that's going to kind of level the playing field as far as NIL, making player payments that they can kind of go through the school now. And my understanding was that would kind of eliminate the need for the collectives. But I've also seen, like, when Kiffin goes to LSU, you know, obviously they're going to have the rev share, but they're also committing him $15 million or whatever in NIL money. So is this leveling the playing field, or are we just now having, you know, one pot of money from the school and additionally however much these collectives still want to come up with? So is it really accomplishing anything?
Drew, that's an excellent question. You are way too logical to be addressing this, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Here's what happened, because I've asked that same question. Like, how is Lane Kiffin going to be openly talking about you have to be $10 million above the cap? How are schools talking about they're going to give Matt Campbell $30 million in money for the roster at Penn State? Like, how you do the rev share is 20.5. It's going to 22.5 next year. You can't just pick your number.
Well, you can if you're talking about your collective.
And this is what it means. It means, and in fact, there was an article in The Athletic. We've not gotten to parse it. In fact, I don't think we need to parse it. If you subscribe to The Athletic, you can read it. But it's basically talking about all the workarounds. And essentially, here is one of the main workarounds. If you have corporate partners, you are signing on with Open Doors. Clemson has an in-house thing, Clemson Ventures. That is part of the responsibility there is to accumulate corporate sponsorships, and then those sponsorships allow them to leverage NIL deals with athletes. And that might involve Nike. That might involve Aramark. That might involve other corporate partners that come into Clemson's fold that then again get leveraged as a part of those deals to sign on with different athletes for different dollar amounts. Those can't be spelled out on paper technically with an athlete because the school can't guarantee those. What the school can say is, we'll give you $400,000 in rev share, and then we're going to do our very best to give you $250,000 in, quote-unquote, above the cap, whatever that number is. And you know, because you have an understanding of what those deals look like, you know the bucket of money that you have. So you're pulling for money you can't, quote-unquote, promise, or you can't, quote-unquote, guarantee, but you can't promise an athlete or say sort of verbally, this is what we can do. That's how you're getting to some of these funny numbers where schools are going, yeah, we can give you $30 million because they know they're sitting on $13 million of corporate money that they can then leverage for NIL. Something to that effect. Not every school is going to be able to do that. But, yeah, if you thought that 20 and a half was going to be the standard, I was hopeful, but not shocked. I don't think either one of us is shocked that bookkeeping has turned out this way. Eric George, we'll come right to you on the other side. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Arthrex. Careers.arthrex.com. 2026 can be the year that you find a place to call home and from a work standpoint that's going to treat you right. They love to get people in with limited experience, limited training. You want to train, equip, and then put you to work. And then once you do a good job, they love to promote from within. They want to create a holistic environment for you there at work where they've got pickleball courts and athletic fields and walking trails. They've got a gourmet chef and a medical clinic on site. They've got daycare on site, transportation subsidies, 401k match, day one benefits, and then just great, great work that you're doing, important work that you're doing. Helping everybody from Weekend Warriors to professional athletes get back in the game. Careers.arthrex.com. Sandy Springs Pendleton. Make it your work home at careers.arthrex.com.
I have also tabulated the ROAR picks in the bowl pick'em, and the numbers on the playoff games are fascinating. We'll get to that in a little bit here.
We'll talk about that later. Hour two continues after this.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If insurance companies coach football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have.
Back to the phones in a second. First, let me tell you for the last time in 2025 to make your health and wellness a priority. We had somebody text us yesterday that said, I believe 18 pounds down. Is that right?
Since October, yes. She said, my husband started PhD in October, already down 18 pounds and loving it.
That's phenomenal. We love those updates. Keep those updates coming because seeing people's lives get legitimately changed by this and the trajectory of your life getting changed, it never gets old. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year. You've just got a couple of days to take advantage. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program, so you can already ramp up and hit the ground running there in the new year. Their metabolic reset system, it teaches your body to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts. Again, mention 2 weeks on the phone. They're going to waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. Call PhD Weight Loss today. Start 2026 already. And again, mention 2 weeks on the phone. When you call 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Let's go to Eric, who's up with us next, and we'll have George in Greenwood. What's up, Eric?
How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
First of all, Quark, kudos for teaching Faxon how to use those meal coupons at Little John's to maximize your meals.
Yes. Look, listen, you're leaving money on the table if you don't get as close. It's Price is Right, man. You got to get as close to the $10 mark without going over, and there's a process to doing it.
Eric, I can't tell you how many times I've walked away with M&Ms that I really didn't want just because I needed to spend the money.
Well, there you go. Beautiful to watch, though. All right, so different angle on this.
Okay.
If you're Graham Neff, what are you thinking right now? And let me, with the transfer portal opening, is he putting himself in there? Because, so you're sitting here, like you talked about, with having a new OC that may have a staff that he has no control over. He's got Dabo and a possible train wreck coming. He's done great in the Olympic sports. He's got a new president coming. Okay, so he's sitting there over the holidays. I got a new president. I may have to make a decision with a Hall of Famer football coach. My resources may be limited compared to where I could be elsewhere. I got a good track record right now. What's he thinking? And how involved is he going to be in this process?
That's a great point. I think from an offensive coordinator standpoint, I think just a matter of how much money's available, probably. I would think from Graham's standpoint, a lot of it is just going to be, the accountability of wins and losses from his standpoint, like Dabo doing his job. I don't see Graham getting heavy-handed with offensive coordinator unless he can be involved in a hiring situation, to help with that. In terms of the other stuff, I will tell you, like, Graham has a ton of support with the Board of Trustees. He is incredibly well-liked across the athletic department. He's incredibly well-liked by donors. And he has a good working relationship with his head coaches. So I don't think professionally there's a lot of pressure. The one thing I will say is he was very close and remains very close with Jim Clements, who is the outgoing president of Clemson. And so from that standpoint, Eric, I do think, the undercurrent of all of this is that there has been alignment, and Dabo Sweeney has talked about the importance of alignment, and that if anything changes in the alignment structure, that things can get rickety, and it might be time to bail out if things aren't aligned. And so anytime somebody leaves that hierarchy, which in this case would be president, I think everybody gets a little bit nervous because there has been a great working relationship and a great flow from top to bottom, from the Board of Trustees on down through athletics. And so you do wonder. I think the board as presently constructed is going to make an athletics-minded hire for president. That may not be the ultimate. In fact, it shouldn't be the primary reason. But I would not see them hiring a president that is going to stiff arm or keep at a distance athletics because of how successfully Jim Clements was able to do that. But I see a lot of your points there, Eric, and I think that's certainly something that Graham's probably thinking about right now.
Yeah, I wonder about that, and again, I just wonder about it from a resource standpoint. And again, if you're looking at a year or two from now, if the OC new OC hire doesn't work, or we don't adopt again a different stance maybe with NIL and the portal, if we're not really aligned with Dabo on that philosophy at that point, you know, at that point, what does Graham do? You know, because it's a no win at that point that you're going to be firing. You know, if you're put in a position where to make a change or to make a change for yourself. So just like I said, just food for thought and appreciate the input.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the phone call. It's an interesting – I had not thought about it in the context of the OC hire. I had thought about it in the context of the president hire. Graham and his family love it here. They do love it here. And they – like I say, they have great relationships. I think their goal is to be here for the long term. Let's go to George in Greenwood, who's up with us next. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. Hope you all are doing well.
Yes, sir. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to talk a bit about some of the fan ideas of, you know, where our coaching staff might be going and what we need to do coming up. And we all know 48 to 72 hours after losing your bowl game is the best time to listen to fans, right?
That's right.
So I've heard, I'm glad that Garrett has gone on. I think, like you said earlier, it just wasn't working. He's a smart guy. I think he's going to do really well later. I just think it didn't work. But there's two that I always hear coming up that people say, we got to get rid of these. They're killing everything. And that's Tyler Grisham and CJ Spiller. And the one I really take issue with, at least in my opinion, and I might be biased because he's my favorite Clemson player ever, is CJ Spiller. I personally think he's done a pretty darn good job the past few years. Now, some of the things people say, like, hey, his recruiting hasn't been that great. Yeah, maybe, but correct me if I'm wrong, isn't this the first time he's been a coach at Clemson? It's the first time he's been a coach?
Correct.
Right, so you're not going to be the best at something when you first start out. Now, you can make an argument, you know, should Clemson be someone's first stop at coaching where they learn the ins and outs? Maybe not, but I think from results we're seeing, he got Easy Amame and Gideon this year. You know, he's got a 4-star, and I think Easy was also a 4-star. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
So he got 2 4-stars. So my arguments back are he seems to be getting his sea legs under him. I don't think we targeted any RBs really hard this cycle, but next cycle we're targeting two 4-stars coming up, and we'll see if he can land them. But the thing that really gets me is, what's been the most consistently working thing the past 5 years? Probably the run game, right?
I mean, I would say one of the issues is nothing. but the Shipley Mafa, like maybe that when the offense is doing its best, you could say second half of the year passing game, maybe middle of the season passing game last year, but then the run game's probably been better than the pass game over the last 5 years, to your point.
Yeah, that's how I see it. And especially this year, I think, was a really good coaching job. And a few years ago when we had all that, like, there was drama in the RB room and he tapped everyone together, I just think he's done a really good job navigating everything and being able to take a wide receiver and make him kind of the glue that was keeping the team together this year. Was he the best running back ever? Gosh, no. He was a wide receiver. But I think CJ's done a pretty darn good job. And I just want to see what you think about that.
George, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I think I think it's a mixed bag. I really like CJ personally, so I don't even like to say that, but I think it's a mixed bag. I think there's I think there has to be accountability for the fact that there was not a single recruited running back that you felt comfortable putting in games at the start of this season. Not one. In fact, there were lots of games where you didn't feel comfortable even with your primary recruit in Davidson going in there, like the best running back that you've signed, I would say including Travis Etienne. Dabo Swinney said that Gideon Davidson is the best running back in America in his recruiting class. I mean, I don't think we've said that about a running back here since C.J. Spiller. You know, Jamie Harper was a really good player and like a high four, low five star. So maybe that would have been the last one. But and Tavian Feaster was a really good player too. But I think there's got to be some accountability for, like, there's some reason why those guys are not ready to play. Like, you got to get those guys. If you picked them, you got to get them ready to play.
The one thing I'll say about CJ as a positive is he did take a wide receiver and turn him into a serviceable running back.
You don't do that without coaching.
And while every position group made mistakes, I don't feel like there was an abundance of just bad mistakes by the running back room. To me, that is a credit to the way they are coached. Now, the flip side of that is, I just don't think any of them were good enough. And is that on the coach or is that on the talent evaluation side? Like, personally, I think what we thought about Davidson out of high school was accurate. And, you know, while it does feel like he's gotten a little better and as with reps here at the end of the season, but, you know, I don't know if he's ready to be the guy next year. So I'm a little torn on that one.
I would say, especially because of the caveat of it was his first coaching job, I would say you asked a guy to learn on the job behind Tony Elliott, who that's kind of unfair. Like, Tony Elliott did a great job for a long time as the running backs coach. Asking C.J. Spiller to step in for him was kind of hard.
I may be dead wrong about this, but that just feels like a position to me that a whole lot of the success of that is just God-given ability.
Yeah.
And the things that are coachable, you know, picking up the correct block, hitting the right hole, making the right read, catching the ball, those are things that I feel like tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I feel like the running back room has been decent at those types of things.
And by the way, you're talking about God-given ability. I know that Grisham's a bit of a lightning rod too. There's nobody who's recruited better on this coaching staff than Tyler Grisham. Like, the wide receivers and offensive line are buoying this recruiting class. So yeah. I find it hard to be super upset with him, especially from a talent standpoint. There's as much talent at that receiver room as there is any room on the field.
Yeah, and Dan in Charleston says just because a running back is not bad doesn't make him good. And exactly, Dan, which is why I said that a starting running back needs to be a priority in the portal. I'm just talking about the difference between what is on the player and what is on the coach. And I feel like the coachable aspects of the running back have been pretty good this year.
I would agree. Pass protection?
Have not been bad, to put it in Dan's terms.
That's it. But very well said. We got about 90 seconds left before top of the hour. Let's go to Ren. I'll finish up my list, and we'll talk playoff in the final hour of the show. What's up, Ren?
What's going on, Clark?
We're good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, man. Hey, so my list is very small for offensive coordinators. But with Tom Allen saying in the press conference saying he's going to be going heavy in the portal, so whoever Dabo goes after for the offense coordinator, do you think he's going to give that much? Going to give the new coordinator power like Tom Allen has, just because of the lack of production from the offense in the past 5 years?
He might. I will say this. I mean, timing was an issue, but Tom Allen didn't have an opportunity last year. Like, it took him a year having a look-see and being like, yeah, we're not very good in some of these spots. So I wonder if the offensive coordinator kind of gets that. Maybe you give the offensive coordinator a little bit of a look at quarterback and trying to figure out who to bring in there. But, maybe that's a hindrance. Maybe Dabo doesn't want to do that, and so some people might say no. I don't know. I would say more next year than this year is probably realistic.
Yeah, I get it. And my list is Monken, Brady, and Chad Morris is last on my list.
Okay. I can see that, Ren. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, man.
I know Joe Brady's. To me, Joe Brady and Todd Monken are the same. Like, Joe Brady would be good. They didn't run the ball great at LSU that year. They ran it okay, but that was like chuck it around, five-man protections, all that stuff. I don't think Dabo's all about that. But I think Joe Brady's getting a head coaching job. His next, like Monken, I think his next, if he comes back to college, it'll be as a head coach and not as an offensive coordinator. Hour two's in the books. Hour three, the rest of my list of college football playoff when we return after this.